For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In 1 month, President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are set to sit down together in Singapore. But now, the summit may be in jeopardy. North Korea doesn't approve of the idea of the ongoing Max Thunder military exercises that the U.S. and South Korea are holding, calling them a provocative military ruckus. In retaliation, Pyongyang canceled scheduled high-level talks with South Korea. At the State Department, spokeswoman Heather Nauert says the planned summit in Singapore is still a go.
We will continue to go ahead and plan the meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement the United States will look at what North Korea has said independently and continue to coordinate closely with our allies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Top Republican lawmakers are calling for a public apology from the White House aide who disrespected Senator John McCain, saying that he's dying anyway. Maine Senator Susan Collins says the gesture is long overdue.
I think it would be helpful if the president made clear that those kinds of comments are not acceptable, rather than criticizing the leaker.
The UN Security Council has met over deadly violence in Gaza. The UN Special Coordinator for Mideast Peace was critical of Israel.
Israel has a responsibility to calibrate its use of force, to not use lethal force except as a last resort.
But Nikolai Malagdanov also said Hamas
must not use the protests as cover to attempt to place bombs at the fence and create provocations.
Israel's ambassador said they were faced with terrorists trying to cross their border. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A former Fox News heavyweight might be coming back to TV. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight.
It's been a little over a year since Bill O'Reilly was ousted from his longtime seat in the no spin zone on Fox News after the revelation that he and Fox paid millions of dollars to settle sexual harassment claims from women. Now, several reports, including by Page Six, claim O'Reilly's in advanced talks to take an 8 p.m. Eastern time slot with Newsmax TV. The reports say that right-leaning TV network has also been considering other Fox News hosts, including Greta Van Susteren and Eric Bolling for shows, as well as former Trump press secretary Sean Spicer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People on the Hawaiian Big Island are on edge as the Kilauea volcano appears to be ready for a massive eruption. John Clemens reports.
Reports in the area describe gas explosions of dangerous sulfur dioxide, lava flows, and heavy rocks erupting from the volcano. Hawaii Police Department spokesman Alan Richmond.
The boulders can be the size of a piano or a Volkswagen, and that's within at least a 1 mile radius.
3,000 people have been evacuated as the earthquakes are becoming more frequent.
People up in that area are on the edge as far as nerves are concerned, as well as the continuation of earthquakes that are happening daily.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.